an existential serviceability of the cliche. What does that mean? Can anybody tell me? It's the artist melting before itself.
How do you choose your fonts?
Larrabee's fonts. The free downloadable fonts. This one is called Boron, or Zonrox, or something like that. The highest product of bourgeois the highest product of distraught bourgeois self-consciousness. Yes.
What's your take on drugs?
Oh, I have the answer to that. Later on. No, seriously, it's gonna be there. This is a digital print. It's an image I took from a coloring book. It's these art kids, you know, marching. But I've twisted them around, like this one. They're all marching with their easels and pen and paper. A moral exorcism, meaningless outside a ritualistic sense of artistic heroism. I think that's what probably my work is about, maybe. And I started doing this abstract work. These are digital prints based on these frozen food containers that I use as palettes. And I take pictures of them and I enlarge them. So it's sort of like in some sense, it's sort of like a negation of the artwork, because these palettes were never meant to be artworks. They were like residues of paints used to paint paintings, and they're supposed to be disposable stuff. And I lost my line of argument. It's like something conceptual and cool, something like that. Anyway. So it's digital prints, but the printers they use pigmented inks, and they're on canvas, but they're photographs, and they come from palettes, which I throw. So I don't know.
How big are these?
These are about 5 by 4 feet or 6 by 4 feet.
Do you throw the palettes away after you take the picture?
I just tell people that. But,
you know. Just curious.
It's like, you know, photographers, when they make a certain editions of, do they destroy the negative? Or, are you kidding? No. They tell the collectors they do, and they, you know, put an authentication. Oh, this is the 5th edition of this, you know.
This is a lecture by Manuel Ocampo. You can hear the reaction of the audience.
And the other sounds you're hearing are the sounds of his PowerPoint presentation. People were also asking him questions.
This one I did in Munich and Frankfurt, Germany. It's a series of pink paintings because pink is sort of like a taboo color. Well, now everybody does pink, I guess. but anyway, it's something to that extent. Like I wanted to paint something, just paintings that are just pink and white and nothing else. It's funny because in the Philippines the swastika is fashionable right now. You can see a lot of people with swastika bags, you know, and it's sort of it's taken out of its context. You know, it's become a new thing. It's become a new meaning outside of, you know, I mean, why do I have to subscribe to like the Western meaning of what swastika is? The Philippines, it's like, it's a cool thing, you know. I mean, growing up in the Philippines, you see like, what, Battle of the Bulge, you know, all these like Hollywood World War II films, and then you see the Nazis are dressed better than the you know, Americans. Americans are like just, you know, are a mess. They're sloppy dressers. And then you have these, you know, these cool Nazis with, you know, with jack boots, and like, you know, they have cool insignias. And I know it's fucked up. It's fucked up, but... Oh, okay. We're done with my stuff. Yeah, so, but I'm not yet done talking, so... Well, anyway, I mean, now that I'm living in Manila, I mean, I just want to share with you guys some of the artists I've met in Manila who are doing really interesting work. One of them is Lena Kobangbang, and she's doing images taken from the front headlines of newspapers. And they're all about disasters, but they're photographs. But she creates this tableau to try to recreate those images, those pictures that she clips from newspapers about disasters. But they're made out of food. This one is like pea soup or something like that, It's the connection between famine, you know, you start getting all these associations with when there's like disaster, there's like famine, there's all this stuff. I mean, this one was done before the, you know, Katrina thing. This one is like an earthquake. I think this is a bridge collapsing. And this is another artist, Jerry Tan. And he's sort of like a conceptual artist. And this show is sort of like the show. Well, the show before this show are paintings. And what he did is sort of the negative of that show. So they're in black light. The floor used to be black and the walls white. Now he turned it around. And the paintings were this size, but now they're on they're printed on paper and pasted on the wall. Yes, most galleries in Manila are in shopping malls. So, yeah, they don't have any qualms about art being a commodity, unlike here. And this is also Jerry Tan. He made a painting by he used a video camera as his brush. It was documented here. That's he dipped his video camera and just started painting on these things. He has a gallery, and it's inside a bank. And this one of the pieces in the gallery, it's a loaf of bread. It's a baguette, I guess. Yeah. And he did this video, it's called Apparition, and it's this Virgin Mary slowly appearing from a puddle of wax. This is an earlier piece of his. I think it was a response from Boyce that everyone is an artist. So this one is Jason Oliveira. No relation to Elizabeth. He's a painter. This is Louis Cordero. He's shown here before at 111 Mina. I think he's really a good painter, and he's having shows in Brooklyn now. But he's based in Manila.
What was his name?
Louis Cordero.
Let's see, so what happens when you've shown work like this in, like, say, the Philippines?
People react strongly. And, I mean, there's a healthy dialogue, you know. I feel like there's a healthy dialogue, and sometimes it's being ignored because they don't like it, but then it makes you more, you know, it challenges you more to, like, put it out there, since there's no market. You know, that a lot of the artists are doing this because, you know, there's a certain need for them to do it. You know, this, you know, despite that, you know, that their stuff doesn't get sold, it doesn't get written about, you know, it, I mean, it's, what I like being in the Philippines, and what made me realize, being an artist is, like, you know, that the, you know, what, a lot of work, or my work, isn't seen as cynical, or isn't seen as a product, isn't seen as a, I mean, I think it's cooler to, you know, to make art in countries like that than here in the States, where, like, you know, we're like, you're just waiting for the next art forum review, and, you know, like, saying how cool you are, or how, you know, participate in Biennale. Biennales are like, you know, I've been in a lot of Biennales, and it's like, it's a tourist industry. You know, the curator gets $500,000.
Thank you. Thank you. But, you know, my opinion might change, you know, like, next year. So, yeah, so don't take it like this is my stance.
All right, well, thank you all for coming.